This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Jeffrey Action Jackson talking about people who have pro-vaccine derangement syndrome. I'm coining the phrase at this point, and we'll see where it goes, because Jeffrey's been doing some researching and writing about those people who are lunatic level pro-vaxxers and what they're claiming about those of us who ask questions about vaccines, those parents who have vaccine-injured children. We're going to get into that with him. But first, Super Don, did you, on yesterday's, your broadcast, the American Canuck radio thing, on GCN. Did you guys talk about the school shooting? As we learned more and more about in Broward County at Parkland, that there were not one sheriff or sheriff's deputy, but four, in fact, that did not go in, waited for other police to show up. You did?
Yes, we did.
So, and I'm looking at this. I'm going to pick up my camera off of the thing. I'm just going to show you a tweet.
Hold on. See if I can get this unlocked.
A tweet that just came through on my Twitter feed. It says, liberalism is all about control. And this woman, Liz, writes, I'm furious. My grandson's school has organized a walkout that they want the kids to participate in for stricter gun laws. This is beyond absurd. We're talking middle school here. And it's true. My daughter's in the equivalent of a middle school program. And they want to do the same thing. Not a walkout, but they want to write letters to the state level in Florida, legislators, about gun control. And like, we're one of two families that apparently don't believe in the abolition of the Second Amendment, perhaps. I mean, these kids are being carved into anti-gun people, and it isn't about the gun. I've said this so many times. And you look at, you want to disarm innocent, law-abiding people, or you want to create gun-free zones like schools. They are slaughter zones, as we've seen. And then you say, well, only the government should be able to have guns. And you see that in this case, only the government granted policemen or sheriffs or deputies had the guns. They didn't even go in to take out this shooter. So what are you to do? Say, well, listen, you're just going to have to deal with it because we don't believe you should have a gun. And so you should just pray at that point. But again, the liberals on a lot of them, on the left, not all of them, but a lot of them are atheists. So who are you to pray to at that point even? And so I'm at this George Fest yesterday. And it's a celebration of George Washington's birthday. It's the second longest running one in the country. There's one in, I think, Laredo, Texas, that's been going on longer. And my daughter's participating in her dance studio, and they're doing some dance stuff. It was fun. I even posted it on YouTube, Facebook Live. It's not real high quality or anything, but it's just fun. And then my wife and I walked the exhibits. Like, you have tents people set up. They pay to be there. Some are selling trinkets. Some are food things. And then there's a little row along the lake where there was a few booths that were political in nature. And so we walk up to, I don't know what order it was. I think maybe it was the Republican one first. And there were a bunch of nice ladies. I'd say not all elderly, but some of them older. And they happen to be pigmentally challenged, Okay? It's like you're going to say, it was all the old white women. No, no, listen. I say this, they were very nice people. We talked with them about things. We expressed our concern with what's happening in the schools, my daughter's school, how they've just gone far off the deep end in terms of not allowing for intellectual engagement, debate, discussion, but it's about, here, this is what I believe, you should believe it too, now send a letter to the legislator about guns and gun control. So we were talking about that, and then they handed me, for my daughter, a really cool primer on the Constitution. This is from a group called FLAG, I believe, right? Yeah, FLAG. And it's a Constitution for students, giving them, a middle school students an easier way to access it. It looks like a great, great little book or booklet. Very, very beautifully done. And then, of course, they hand me a drink koozie so I can put my non-alcoholic beer in it. It has an elephant for the Republican Party. And then a Trump, making great America great again. Now, I'm not a Republican. I have no affiliation with the Republican Party. I believe in liberty. I believe in constitutionally limited government. I'm not an anarchist, although technically anarchy is self-rule. And I've tried to make that a nuanced argument, but I'm not even going to go there today. But they were basically nice people, loved liberty. They want to stand for the national anthem, right? And then we walked down, had a nice conversation. They gave us some nice gifts. Walked down. There's a libertarian booth. One lone guy, younger guy, nice guy, but nobody's around him at all. He's all alone. I'm thinking, this is so libertarian, right? Libertarians, God love them. And I'm more libertarian, although not large L. I don't affiliate with any official party. But nice guy, no problem. Okay? Next booth down, or a couple of booths down, the Democrats. Would you like to sign a petition to ban assault weapons? This is their entry. Would you like to sign? First of all, they're not assault weapons. They're defensive weapons. And no, I don't want to sign a petition to support banning them. I believe in the private ownership of guns, the firearms, in that the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, doesn't come from government. It comes from God. And the woman's like, no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Where does your right come? Your rights come from government? Are you a creature from government or God? In the meantime, I'm with my wife and suddenly she's disappeared. I'm like, where'd my wife go? She's like 100 yards down. Like, I don't want to have anything to do with what's going on right now.
I have no idea who that man is.
Like, oh, who is that guy? It's like, really, honey? You had to? Yeah, I had to. And so I was getting a little bit of my dander up in this case. It wasn't like I wanted to go in and have a combative thing, but what are you going to do when you're hit with such ignorance? And I'm sure these people sincerely believe what they're saying, but they have no basis to understand that if you think rights come from government, where do we go from there? And then I said, you know, the problem isn't guns, it's SSRI drugs. And then one of the Democrat ladies sitting down, she said, no, but those are illegal. I'm like, what? They're illegal? No, the FDA approves of their use. Really? And then the other lady and the other ladies there, and I think there was one guy there, said, oh, yeah, that's sort of a problem. So at least I got some level of recognition and acknowledgement that there's something more than guns going on here, that these psychotropic drugs, and they were at least a little aware. I know that the moment I started walking away, they forgot immediately about that and went back to, hey, will you sign this petition to ban guns, basically? Assault weapons, right? Not that they're actually that. So I had a nice little interaction there, and I just wanted to share that with you because it's personal to me. I believe in liberty. Sure, I believe in supporting rights of people to believe different things. But to use the force and power of government to remove rights from law-abiding people? No, that now has crossed the line. Now you're advocating for a form of tyranny. And then if you actually say, hey, you know what these guns are for? To protect, ultimately, the last line of defense against a tyrannical government. And their response is, oh, like, you can beat the government. They've got tanks. And like, yeah, I think that the individuals who represent the government in the armed forces, if they honor their oath to the Constitution, will not fire on Americans who are simply defending their right to keep and bear arms. But let's put that aside for a second. You're just willing to say, well, because you can't beat them, you should have no defense at all. I didn't even stick around long enough to say, what about the Jews for the preservation of firearms? What did they know about what happened in Nazi Germany? That Hitler took away the guns from the people that now were left defenseless against a tyrannical government. Oh, well, that couldn't happen here. Wait a second. I thought you people think Trump is a Nazi. You know what I'm saying? There is derangement in that Democratic Party and these people on the left. I don't want to say that, but I have to say in that interaction. And then I walked away, okay? I finally walked away.
Well, that really got under your skin, didn't it?
It did. It isn't the fact that people believe differently than me or you. It's about their willingness to use government to violate my rights, to defend myself and my family. And I require, in other words, I don't need permission from you, and I don't have to give you an explanation as to why I believe in the private ownership of firearms, any and all kinds. But these people have lost sight of a fundamental tenet of the organic American Republican form of government, defense of individual liberty. And that liberty comes from a far higher place than government. It comes from a creator, whether you believe in it or not. If you're an atheist, obviously, I don't know what you're praying to. But at this point, again, the experience was interesting, getting out there and relating it and going, you know what, I'd like to give these people a benefit of the doubt, but man, at a certain point you go, I don't know. I just, these people, if they run the government, everybody run. Get out of there, because they believe the government should violate your rights because of their snowflake idea that a gun can somehow kill people without a human pulling the trigger, who happens to be, in more cases than not, with school-related shootings, on a psychotropic medication prescribed by a licensed doctor, a substance that has been approved by the Fear and Death Administration. There you go. And I've did the whole segment here, and I didn't go into this article about the NHS. Sorry, folks in the UK, where you don't have the right to keep and bear arms except for hunting rifles. They hammered a bunch of NHS workers with swine flu shots back in 2009, 2010, and now they're suffering from severe narcolepsy because they hid what? Guess what? They hid the fact that they didn't do scientific studies proving safety or efficacy of the Pandemrix. It's a pandemic! Everybody get your shot! Oh, it's perfectly safe, they said. The official said it, so it must be true. You find out later, there were no safety studies done. And these people suffering from narcolepsy, or worse, they were not warned that that could be a possible effect of taking the shot. Sure, it didn't happen to everybody, but if it happens to you, that risk is 100%, 1,000%, 1,000,000%. And yet, you were given no right to say no based on fully informed consent. And I feel like these leftists also worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, particularly in California, and they don't give a flip that some children will be harmed or killed by the mandatory vaccines. It's about protecting those that can't get the shot. Collectivism. Collectivism is evil in any and all forms. And if you don't believe in the right to keep and bear arms, you don't believe in individual liberty. And therefore, I would urge you to leave this country, to go to a tyrannical country where it's overtly tyrannical, where you can't own a gun, where you are not allowed to defend yourself or speak freely about the government. And check it out, then come back and report back to me how it was for you. How did it go? How about go to North Korea? Yeah. Cuba, maybe? Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Jeffrey Jackson is up next, fresh from Highwire with Del Bigtree.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're joined now by Jeffrey Action Jackson, jeffreyjackson.com, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, a good friend of the program, a great intrepid independent reporter, and he's doing some great work with our good friend Del Bigtree with Highwire. He was in Atlanta recently. I saw a little bit of the Thursday episode, and Jeffrey, why were you in Atlanta? What was going on? Were you harassing the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion?
Well, we were keeping an eye on them. That's probably the best way to put that. We were in the crowd keeping an eye on them. What they had was their meeting. It was the ACIP, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. And at this meeting, what they do is they vote. One of the things they do, I should say, is they vote to recommend or not recommend vaccines. And once a vaccine is recommended, it then goes to the director. It's signed off by the director of the CDC. It's included in the schedule. And for the pharmaceutical companies, it's a big payday. It's hundreds of millions of dollars because a lot of people around the country, a lot of people around the world, agencies and health agencies and governments, they follow this recommendation as well. So It's a pretty big deal, and it's open to the public, and the public can comment on these votes. So we were keeping an eye on them, and wow, it's interesting how this all works.
Jeffrey, were you able to actually be at the CDC in the meeting, or is it monitoring it via an online stream, or how was it you were able to keep up with this?
Well, belly of the beast. We walk right in there into the main conference room. We sit with all of the CDC heads and subheads, and then there's two rings of squares of tables, and the center ring is all the people from the CDC, the decision makers, and the outer rings are all the advisory agencies and the AMA and all those things. And then behind that is us, the public. So we're right there in the CDC.
So is there any evidence to say that they've met a vaccine that they didn't like within the advisory committee meeting, or were they all just sycophants going, yep, add that, yep, add that, yep, add that?
Well, from my opinion, I would say that they're very, it's very loose when it comes to not wanting a vaccine on the market. They would rather err on the side of just getting it out there because, as someone said at that meeting, it's better to have a vaccine than to not have a vaccine. So that statement could say it all. Someone also said, and this was one of the people on the committee, and this is a gentleman, he said, we have to make some difficult decisions sometimes with insufficient data. And that's the statement of the century there, because as people may know listening to your show, a lot of these, or I should say most of the vaccines, injectable vaccines, they have no double-blind inert placebo safety studies. So, well, what I can say, so one of the biggest things, and I'm seeing it break the news yesterday and today, Stat News reported on it. I just saw an article by Time. There's a flu mist. It's LAIV-4 flu mist, and this is for H1N1 flu, and it's made by AstraZeneca. And it was presented at the meeting, and it's currently not recommended. The recommendation was actually removed because it was ineffective. So there was a presentation on this vaccine, and the reason they wanted to bring this vaccine back is because for the manufacturer, the FDA's approval was going to run out. So once the FDA's approval runs out on a vaccine, they have to start trials all over again, start the whole process, which takes millions of dollars to do and lots of time. So at the end of this presentation, there's a slide, and I have a picture of them. I'm writing an article on it right now. There's a slide they put up, and they said, quote, effectiveness is not known for this flu mist vaccine. So the council voted on it to bring it back to recommend it. And what was interesting is a lot of people on the council, I should say a lot, three or four, which was a lot out of, I think, 12 to 15, said, look, why are we bringing this back if we can't determine effectiveness? And other people said, look, if we have a bad H1N1 flu season, this thing goes out there and does nothing, and we get our butts handed to us, we're going to lose complete confidence in the public. So what they did was they actually passed it. They recommended it. But then this is all on a live stream, so people can go back and watch this. What they did was they started to talk about how they were going to massage the messaging to not use the word recommend, but to recommend it through all the official channels. But just in case a blowback comes, they can't say, well, we recommended it, because the word recommend, they're trying to take it out. They're becoming a PR agency to wordsmith for the pharmaceutical companies.
Was there any mention of the universal flu shot yet in that meeting?
Not yet. And I thought it was interesting. This was the only information of any talk about the flu was this flu mist, bringing this thing back. And this thing is it's an old technology. It's an old flu technology that didn't work. So I thought it was interesting that the CDC, in all its wisdom, decided to vote on recommendation of an old flu mist that said in the presentation that effectiveness is not known during what they're claiming is this big crisis flu season of the last two decades. I don't get that part. So,
stand by. We've got to take a break here, Jeffrey. We're going to be back talking more about the ACIP and as well as the pro-vaccine derangement syndrome, as I've termed it, after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, we'll get you some upcoming events next segment, but for now we continue discussing with Jeffrey Jackson. He was on Highwire this weekend from Atlanta with our friend Del Bigtree. By the way, Del's going to be with me and some others up in Canada at Total Health coming up in early May in Toronto, Canada. Looking forward to that. So you were mentioning about this ACIP conference at CDC where the public was able to go, and you and Dale and others were there. Actually, you said you got to ask questions or point out some absurdities regarding their unknown efficacy. They're wanting to bring back the flu mist, which they said in their presentation, 7 to 10 days of, you know, spreading of viruses, actually, or more, they said, but they didn't want to get into that. And how absurd it is that an agency that is actually profiting from the distribution of the vaccines themselves, they end up being the primary PR and marketing arm for private, for-profit, multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, except those agencies that they can capture, FDA, CDC, etc. Jeffrey, anybody talk about regulatory capture, the conflicts of interest at CDC itself?
No, in fact, there was a segment of that presentation called something like the State of the Agency, and they went over the VAERS numbers. So the person that represented or headed up VAERS made a statement, and in 2017, he said there was $252 million paid out for injuries and deaths for vaccine-related petitions. 2018's already $31 million paid out, but there was no statements or no comment. It was as if it never happened that their director, the CDC is a captainless ship. The director's gone because of the conflict of interest, because they had Merck stock and Bayer stock and tobacco stock. So no one ever mentioned that, which is really interesting. They kind of just glossed past that. I thought that would have been a great conversation piece. And there was no public comment time for that. Otherwise, I would have brought that up.
Yeah, and the fact that a previous head of CDC, Julie Gerberding, left to go to Merck's $5 billion at the time vaccine division. I think it's $7 to $8 billion, maybe more at this point. And again, conflicts of interest all over the CDC and the federal agencies. The bureaucratic oligarchy has been purchased, have been captured by the industry they are deigned to regulate, which is to make more profitable. That's what regulate means when it comes to big pharma. Make it more profitable and go after any competition. Was there any discussion of, hey, how about some homeoprophylaxis, Jeffrey? Anybody looking into the efficacy? We've got evidence of studies, peer-reviewed literature showing that homeoprophylaxis at fractions of a penny on the pharmaceutical dollar can prevent disease even better and safer.
Not a peep, not a peep. There's a lot of talk. What I thought was interesting is the overarching theme of most of these talks and most of the conversations was cost-effectiveness and data. Mm-hmm. More and more and more and more data. So with that Flumist we talked about, they wanted that out there. One of the people talked about, well, let's just get this out here. Let's just get it out in the market, and, you know, the rest of the world will follow. And then we'll have a large cohort of data to study, and we'll see if it's effective or not. So it seemed like the more data, the better. Very little talk about safety. Very little talk about adverse reactions, any of that stuff. It seems to be the bottom line, cost effectiveness, and how much data can we gather? Those were the two overarching themes that I noticed.
Mm-hmm. So if we are to conclude what this event was, it was pretty much vaccine sycophants cheering on one another, diminishing any issues or dangers or controversies, and moving forward into how can we get more vaccines on the market faster, because it's better to have them than not have them, even if they haven't been tested for safety and efficacy.
Well, I'll say that I don't think they're all bad people up there, and some of them did ask some really great questions and started to sound like, I'll say us, not that there's much of a divide because we're all people here, but they started to sound like us, and they asked some hard questions. However, when the rubber met the road, it seemed like there was a trend that it was very, very pro-vaccine. So, unfortunately, that's what I witnessed.
All right. Speaking of pro-vaccine, you have a new article out at jeffreyjackson.com. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, breaking down the pro-vaccine crowd. Now, I've used some people say, oh, you're being mean, Robert. You call the pro-vaccine people having a derangement syndrome. Well, when you hear what some of these pro-vaxxers are doing in terms of accusing parents who do not vaccinate or vaccinate on a different schedule, who have had vaccine-injured children that caused them to wake up because they used to be pro-vaccine, you might agree with my terminology here. But, Jeffrey, what is it? Lay it out for us. What are some of these pro-vaccine arguments or epithets and slurs being used to describe our side of the belief system relating to vaccines?
Well, I see a lot of fighting online, a lot of, they call it trolling, of people making great points about studies, you know, and of parents too that are posting about their injured children. And I thought, who are these people? And I started thinking, And I thought, okay, let's say they are people, because I know there's some doctors, there's a lot of doctors out there that are pro-vaccine, there's a lot of people out there that are pro-vaccine, that's fine. But my question was, you know, I know how much time this takes to be online and to fight this fight, and I know you do too. And I thought, who is that passionate about a vaccine? Who is that passionate about it? That's a normal person, not a doctor or not someone paid to do this, not someone whose career involves continued indoctrination to tell them that this is good, like a doctor or somebody, or someone that has financial backing, like someone that's paid by the CDC to maybe be online and push this narrative. I'm thinking, where's the grassroots? Where's this base of pro-vaccine people, like the base of people like us that question it? And what drives them? So that was kind of where this article came from. And I started with breaking down the anti-vaccine crowd. Now, anti-vaccine crowd is a misnomer because it's basically a bumper sticker PR slogan to lump everyone in one spot so they can be used and they can be demonized. But in actuality, anti-vaxxers, from what I found, are actually ex-vaxxers. They're people that followed the CDC schedule, had injuries to their children themselves, their loved ones, said, I'm not doing this anymore. This stuff's terrible. Now, they have to live with lifelong injuries or have to be caretakers for the children. Other people are like people in California that weren't really thinking about it until the government said, hey, now we're going to vaccinate all your kids by law. See you later. So those people kind of are forced into this fight, and their learning curve has to come up pretty quick. So there's this big section of people that are anti-vaccine, but they're not really anti-vaccine. They're just people that have seen this. So what happens at that point is they use this anti-vaccine crowd just label, and they can use that label, and they can take it and blame that label, take it and blame the people that comprise that for the realities of the vaccine ineffectiveness. They can blame them for low vaccine uptake by saying, oh, these anti-vaxxers are spreading fear on the internet, when in actuality, maybe the vaccine's hurting people. And word's getting around. People aren't doing it anymore. They can use this term to take away our bodily rights and our parental consent by saying, like SB277, or I know there's some stuff going through right now that they want the child to make the decision instead of the parent. So it's very dangerous where this goes. Now, the pro-vaccine crowd, I started looking at the pro-vaccine crowd, and I thought, well, these people, I don't think they really exist in the numbers they exist. I think they're either computer algorithms or they're people that are paid in, like, some type of firm or something to just sit on the computer all day and argue with us. And a lot of their arguments use words like anti-science, astroturf arguments, anti-science, debunked, all these things, quacks. Medicine, I see a lot of the same terminology. It's like they have a script. People are writing a script where parents, there's no script for parents. They're all saying the same thing. Hey, I saw this with my child. I saw this with my child. So I know I'm talking a lot here, but this is kind of a big part of this is I don't believe there's a base out there of pro-vaxxers. I just really don't. And
any more than Jeffrey, that there's a base of pro-GMO fanatics. Right. There was never an upsurge of actual grassroots saying, man, do we need more GMOs? Never. These were all artificially created astroturf movements. And just like the rabid pro-vaxxers, they're basically astroturfers. I'm not going to say that there's not one or two people that actually believe so strongly in this, but the vast majority of what we see in online interaction, it's coming from shills, paid shills, or as they say, those trolls on the internet. But you see the same people saying the same thing as if they're scripted in pushing back. Now, they actually, correct me if I'm wrong, I heard this, that there have been some that are accusing parents of hating their children. That's the reason why they're not falling in line with the vaccine schedule from the CDC.
Yeah, we're seeing more and more ridiculous statements because they're losing the narrative. They've lost the narrative a long time ago, but now the narrative is really getting out of control for the, let's just call them the pro-vaccine crowd. So what they're doing is they're starting to really cross that line and saying, well, they hate their parents, or we should blame them for these flu outbreaks, or they should have to pay for them, or they should have to go to jail for them. And we're seeing a lot of strong language. So that's what concerns me is we have this label, anti-vaccine, and anybody that questions vaccines will be put under that for whatever reason. Now, when you start attaching this label to actionable things like they hate their children, well, then the government's going to swoop in with CPS on that. They'll make a bill. They'll do something like that. So this is where I see this conversation going. And again, the pro-vaccine crowd, I've never met anybody that was so passionate about a flu shot they got while they were shopping for groceries at Rite Aid 5 years ago that stays on the internet 5 hours a day and talks about it. And I've never met anybody that was so passionate about a vaccine, a normal person that stayed up and read studies, peer-reviewed journal studies. Those things are so boring sometimes. And posted about how great those things were. These people just don't exist. This is a non-starter conversation. So
Jeffrey,
to think that there's opposition out there, it's not happening.
The danger of the pro-vaccine fanatic shills, astroturfers, is that they have the applause coming from within government agencies. They have obviously big pharma and big media for the most part. Very rarely do you find a media personality that acknowledges and gives a balanced perspective on the position of the parents. It happens, but very rarely. Most of it plays out the shill argument that ostracizes and makes a very dangerous environment where they would claim you're actually inciting hatred and violence against people who have children that were harmed due to the violence of vaccines. The irony of ironies here. And so we've got to watch out for this speech, and I think Tim Bolin, my buddy from Bolin Report, is talking about this. Should we look at this as a level or layer of hate speech? It's a question. I'm just asking it. I want to go through it. And, Jeffrey, I know you're going to keep digging and covering it, my friend.
Yeah, I think that's a great question to ask. That should be the next one.
All right. Well, Jeffrey Jackson, everybody, if you haven't signed up for his email alerts, read up on him, jeffreyjackson.com. We've got the spelling in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Upcoming events, we're going to let you know. Also, how's your self-esteem? We'll ask a mannequin next.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33-443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, upcoming events are in the show notes. Scroll down. The Northern Colorado Hemp Expo, April 6th through 7th. I'll be there with my friends from CV Sciences. Josh Hendricks, the hemp farmer, used to be a tobacco farmer, is going to be with me there. We'll be broadcasting live from that. A live expo in Atlanta, confirmed April 21st, 22nd, right near the Braves game stadium. I'm going to try and hit a Braves game that weekend in Atlanta, nice. So look out. Total Health 2018, Toronto, Canada, May 11th through the 13th. And the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, June 10th through 12th. Make your plans, Minneapolis, St. Paul. We'll get Roseanne Lindsay, president of the National Health Freedom Group, soon to review that, what's going to be going on. Also, Real Immunity, the film Silhouette has put together. Last day, as far as I know, unless she extends it, to watch it for free. And you can link it in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Below the upcoming events, there's Real Immunity, a little poster. Just click on it, sign up for free, and watch it after we're done with the show. Super D, before we do our last story... was there any definitive response when you guys talked about it on your show yesterday about why the sheriffs or deputies didn't go in to defend those kids? Anybody going, what's going on there?
No definitive answer. A lot of speculation. You know, we kind of went in a little bit into kind of the natural human reaction to a danger. Or something like that is, you know, a self-preservation thing, which, you know,
if you're, listen,
applies
you're
to
a,
the average person, but
not
you know,
a
if,
first responder. You have to be willing to get beyond that. If not, you should not be doing that. That's, again, my conclusion as well. We'll talk more about it. But SSRI drugs playing a role in these shootings as well. Go back, listen to the archives available on GCN, GCNlive.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and, of course, YouTube, when we're doing the YouTube, which we are today. Now, final segment here, we're talking self-esteem. We want to pump you up, make you feel good, right? But apparently, if you go out shopping and you see a mannequin, might be trouble. According to researchers at the University of British Columbia, they found that mannequins can be upsetting to shoppers with low self-esteem going in. So if you're okay, it's not a problem. But if you've got low self-esteem, look out, don't look at the mannequin.
Yeah. I'm sitting here trying to put the pieces of this together, and I'm going, okay. Yeah. People have been around for a while, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Thousands of years, right? Yeah. Mannequins have been around for a long time. I remember mannequins when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So what's changed? Why would mannequins now be a problem? The mannequins haven't changed. I mean, the mannequins are pretty much the same mannequins that I remember.
You know what? It might be the bisphenol A in them. They're more plastic than
wood
now.
You think? Maybe? Does BPA affect self-esteem? I'm not sure.
You know, if it effeminizes you. Listen, that's not to say...
Well, but now what are you saying? You're saying women don't have good self-esteem?
I think that... I haven't read the study through and through, but how many men look at a mannequin and think, oh my God, if I could only look like that mannequin? I mean, if that's where you're thinking, I don't have a lot of help for you. But if the women have low self-esteem and they see the big busted mannequin and they don't have the, you know, it's like artificial realities now. We've come to say, I don't even know what a human is.
Look, science to the rescue. They did a study on this. Mm-hmm. And one of the co-authors of the study says that when that mannequin is an example of perfection, it reminds people who are vulnerable that they don't measure up.
Oh, really?
So, listen, what's the answer here? You know, in this snowflake world that we're finding ourselves being subjected to right now,
yeah.
I think the first reaction would be let's make let's change the mannequins, right? We're going to need to change the mannequins, but doesn't that kind of just ignore the problem, the root of the problem here, which is not that the mannequin, which has been the same mannequin for decades, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it the self-esteem that needs to be addressed here?
Yeah, well, we've got a commentary from somebody who read the study, apparently didn't agree with it. Let's go with that audio clip right now.
Hey, you guys!
That's just to get your attention, by the way. This is the actual response to the study.
We should chug on over to Mammy Pammy Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
A little bit insensitive. Just a little bit insensitive, Superdon. But that's all right. Offend is what we do. Not by intent, but we certainly offend people who are vaccine sycophants who claim the mantle of science. When immunology doesn't support definitively that an antibody can definitely protect you from any given disease. Oops, let's start there. Oh, no, don't mention that, Robert. Oh, I just did. Too late. Tomorrow, Advanced Medicine, Dr. Bittar, and a whole lot more. Y'all check it out. Go to robertscottbell.com. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.